You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
January the 19th, 2021, the last full day of the Trump presidency. Oh, I hear the cheers out there. I hear many of you cheering. I hear you. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also coming forward and saying, the mob was fed lies. Talking about the group that attacked the Capitol. He said the mob was fed lies provoked by the president and other powerful people. So he said on the Senate floor today. In the meantime, we have some 25,000 National Guard troops assigned to D.C., a total lockdown. They are still trying to find who left pipe bombs around the area on the day the Capitol was assaulted. They have not been able to locate and find that person, which obviously does raise a big concern. They did not detonate, but they were definitely bombs. And in the meantime, you got Congressman Steve Cohen, Tennessee, Democrat, suggesting Donald Trump supporters inside the National Guard, supposedly protecting Biden, might want to harm him. Oh, we're going to get into that in more detail in the next segment. I will tell you now that two Army National Guard members have been removed from the inauguration duty as part of the security vetting process. They were going to be, all of them were going to be vetted to some extent anyway. But that kind of statement just makes every member of the National Guard, especially if they're white, look like a threat to Biden. And yet there is no evidence of any insider attack possible at all. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller said, "We received no intel indicating a potential insider threat. It's just something for the Democrats to, again, foam and try to make noise over and scare people." In the meantime, 2,000 National Guard troops have been sworn in as U.S. Marshals prior to the inauguration. Now, that would give them temporary, limited law enforcement authority pertaining specifically to the safety and protection of the inauguration and related events. 2,000 of them. You know where they might really need the National Guard? But remember, every time you send the National Guard in to try to bring peace to any area of the city other than D.C. for this event, the Dems are all upset and saying, militarizing our area, you shouldn't do that. It's scary. Well, they need them in South L.A. in the first 16 days of 2021. The first 16 days of 2021 compared to the first days of last year, shooting victims increasing 742%. Send in the Guard? No, you scare us. In the meantime, President Trump did sign an executive order to enhance protections for federal judges, prosecutors, law enforcement officers. He said they should be able to carry concealed firearms anytime they are assigned. By the way, Joe Biden's amnesty plan reportedly is going to offer citizenship to everyone who can show they were here in the States, illegally even, on January 1. On January 1. Now, keep in mind, we got thousands upon thousands still coming from Central America, making their way across Mexico from Honduras, Guatemala, and they want to get across the border come tomorrow, or at least get close enough, or within the next 30 days, thinking that they will also be granted amnesty. The Biden people are recognizing this is a problem. What can we do? Well, they're saying, we're not going to be able to help you right away. And, of course, what can we do to help Americans in general? Here comes a Democrat from California saying, we need to demand $2,000 direct checks for the American people. But not just for this. Let's do it monthly. Monthly. Send out $2,000 checks for the American people. Most people would like to have a job, but some will be content to take the $2,000 sit home. And here comes Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring today a day of racial healing in her state. She said over the past few weeks we've been taking a hard look at the state of rising racial tension in our country, Now we begin healing and transformation. By the way, because of COVID concerns, the events around the inauguration, participant numbers will be reduced dramatically. So they've now put up some 200,000 U.S. flags. 200,000 U.S. flags. It's beautiful. But I'm thinking about all the leftists who don't like the U.S. flag and have even complained in school that when it's displayed in a schoolroom, it's offensive to many students who might not be basically American heritage. And then you've got to hear what Missouri Congressman Cori Bush has said. Shocking. Shameful. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Washington Post just out with new reporting on a threat to the inauguration. It's detailed as part of an FBI intelligence report, and we quote, "The FBI privately warned law enforcement agencies Monday that far-right extremists have discussed posing as National Guard members in Washington, and others have reviewed maps of vulnerable spots in the city, signs of potential efforts to disrupt Wednesday's inauguration."
Well, those are the words as reported by Brian Williams on MSNBC. You remember, of course, he was an NBC news anchor, the NBC news anchor, until he got caught lying and saying he was in a helicopter that got hit by a rocket while on assignment. Total lie. And then said, well, I guess I was confused. You don't get confused if your helicopter got hit by a rocket. Give me a break. It's like Hillary Clinton when she talked about going in Sarajevo. It's so dangerous that the president couldn't go. But she was allowed to go at the time because she was the first lady. That didn't make sense. And she took her daughter and said, well, bullets were firing. We had to duck and run and get for cover. Do you remember those stories? And video showed they were calmly walking out of the plane and greeted by a young woman handing them flowers. So here we've got the Washington Post saying, we've got reports some members of the Army National Guard or National Guard units have been sent here. They might have been checking out sites where they could cause disruptions. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. And to that extent, do they have any specific information? Now, I know if they have some specifics, we're not going to be told, nor should we. I want Biden and everybody protected properly. So I don't want anything given out that would open up a possible security threat. But I also have to take a lot of this kind of, you know, really? I'm just wondering. But again, here's Brian Williams quoting the Washington Post report of what it says was an FBI statement.
The document, a summary of threats that the FBI identified in a Monday intel briefing, warned that both lone wolves and adherents to QAnon, some of whom joined the violent siege on the Capitol January 6th, have indicated they plan to come to Washington for President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in ceremony. Post goes on to say the Bureau asked it to withhold some details of the intel report to avoid revealing intelligence gathering methods or specific security vulnerabilities in the District of Columbia.
Okay, and again, I'm all for that. You never want to tell exactly how you got some information and what's needed to for protection. It goes back to what we saw, and some will remember. You might have seen them in movies if you weren't alive at that point. Posters, loose lips, sink ships. You don't talk about where you're doing, what's going on. So we don't want to have everything made public, nor should we have such items made public. But they're trying to make sure you understand that we are better prepared than what we were for the riot the other day that happened at the Capitol. Excuse me, finally sore throat here. So what we have is they're still looking for whoever placed some explosives in the downtown region of D.C. on that day. They've got one suspect they found on video that apparently left pipe bombs at both the Republican and Democrat National Committee headquarters, just blocks away from the Capitol. They did not detonate, but they were legitimate pipe bombs, so they're still looking for that. And obviously they have to be concerned about that guy still on the loose and other IEDs around the area. So they'll be doing extra precaution, as they should. And I pray everything goes well tomorrow. I hope and think most Americans will do the same, that they pray that things will be just fine. Although in the back of my mind, I do think there are some that would be glad to see violence of some type. That's shameful, but some do exist like that. We have 25,000 National Guard troops being sent in. And according to the acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, the Department of Defense has not received any intel indicating a potential insider threat. Now, would they tell us if they had? Probably not, but they also don't have to make this statement at all, but saying we have not received any intel indicating a potential insider threat. And yet you've got Congressman Cohen of Tennessee suggesting that, hey, when you look at the makeup of the National Guard, there's reason for us to be concerned about these guys that will be supposedly protecting Biden.
The Guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something.
Now, there's no proof at all in what he just said, is there? It's also stating about the odds of the National Guard, how much of male and how much of it is white. We know the votes for white males for Biden versus Trump. But that's just, that is again akin to walking into a room, dropping a grenade, and walking out. And watch what happens afterwards. And you have a lot of the mainstream media jumping all over that say, yeah, we got to be concerned, got to be concerned. Well, of course, you have to be concerned about all levels. And now that I don't know if it would have been stated prior to this, but it has been stated that apparently two Army National Guard members have been removed from duty as part of the vetting process to ensure none of them have ties to extremist groups. Now, we're not being told what ties they might have. They might have just simply opened up a website, looked at it, and said, what a bunch of nonsense, and shut it down. If anyone ever looks at what I see on the computer when searching for this program, I would guarantee you I'll probably be locked up just based on what I'm reading. How could I read anything and everything, all sources? But at the same token, I could say, oh, I'm building a radio show. And they say, yeah, right. But the bottom line here is, why make that kind of statement? Well, because he can. Because he's a U.S. congressman. And he thought, we might as well, you know, point out that this might certainly be an area of concern. A real concern, because we've got this threat out there. And the whole idea of this additional vetting that's underway. General Jack King, retired, now a Fox analyst, was asked, you think that's really necessary?
I don't have any indication that there's been a specified threat at all dealing with the inauguration. There were specified threats for the January 6th rally. So, yes, what is happening here is what I suggested. They're erring on the side of being overprepared, because January 6th was such a humiliating embarrassment for the United States, just from a security perspective alone. And no one wants a repeat of that in the nation's capital, when the most respected democracy in the world.
And I certainly agree with that. And yes, we do want to make sure we're showing the strength we need. I mean, that we got fences all over D.C., roads and bridges being shut down, all for the people primarily who say we should not have fences or borders of any type, and we don't like National Guard troops in our cities because it looks like we're militarized. Well, we are this time more than we've ever been for an inauguration. And they, of course, say it's got to be Trump supporters that'd be the threat. I'd mentioned in news and commentary that about 2,000 National Guard troops have actually been sworn in as U.S. Marshals. Now, by that, swearing them in, that gives them additional powers, giving those 2,000 guardsmen temporary, limited law enforcement authority pertaining specifically to safety and protection of the inauguration-related events. But they're not giving special information about their actual duties. We're going to see, I hope, a peaceful event all the way through. And this new vetting process that I say new, it's nothing new. It's been underway all the time. But Secret Service apparently rapidly re-vetting all the National Guard troops that might be within a particular area where Biden will be, or any of the inauguration group. And the two that they say they pulled out, they're not giving any detail. And again, was it something they saw they put up as a tweet, or just simply putting a like on a Facebook and then someone else added something else to it and they weren't involved with that? We don't know. And that's pretty much saying you're guilty by association of whatever, even if you had nothing to do with the group. And you can look for more of that coming. We're already looking at how they're trying to shut down various outlets and people and individuals. You don't have to go any deeper than seeing Twitter and Facebook shut down Donald J. Trump on his Twitter machine and his Facebook account, and even the presidential Trump account got shut down. So we're going through all of this. And then we've got Congressman Cohen ominously suggesting that National Guard surrounding this could be really a danger. Well, I've got to give credit to CNN's Jim Sciullo, I think that's the way it's pronounced, because he was interviewing Cohen when Cohen made that remark. And I've got to give credit where it's due. And this CNN anchor actually pushed back on that kind of talk from Congressman Cohen. Just listen.
To have voted for Trump does not make you an insider threat. I mean, that's far different from being a threat of violence inside, whether the National Guard or law enforcement. I'm curious, is there anything you've seen to substantiate just how broad this insider threat may be, if it exists?
Absolutely not, Jim. But, you know, you draw a circle first. The first circle is people who work for Trump and not for Biden, as far as people who would be within the zone of folks who you'd be suspect of. The suspect group is large.
Yeah, you see that? They're drawing a circle around you if you are a Trump supporter, ever attended a rally, even displayed a U.S. flag. Because remember, many have decided that U.S. flag is not worth anything. And in some schools, they have taken them out of the classroom because some students of Latino heritage or some other heritage felt offended by it. And yet there are 200,000 U.S. flags flying in D.C. tomorrow in advance of the inauguration. You're getting conflicting messages from the left. Do we like our flag? Do we love it? Or we don't? We hate it? We don't. You know, it's I've told you before, it is the blinker syndrome. The blinker on your car. It's on, it's off. It's on, it's off. That's pretty much where they are. They wherever they need. Tomorrow they'll be denouncing all U.S. flags. You watch. And, of course, when that CNN anchor pushed back on him, saying just voting for Trump does not make you a threat. Well, do you have any specific? Well, no, you know, if you draw a circle around the people that are Trump supporters, that's a big circle. That's how they're going to be defining you going forward. Katie Couric also jumped in on that whole idea that anyone inside that circle is a threat, a cult member. Katie Couric, the sweet little perky Katie Couric, who might be subbing as a guest host for a while on Jeopardy, who used to be a journalist, now making it very clear she's opinionated, which she's entitled to have. But you want to hear what she says. Stand by, please.
Making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten. But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
There is Katie Couric on the Bill Maher Show, echo chamber, the cult of Trump, and deprogramming. Katie spent decades on across three broadcast networks as a news anchor. And now she's not. So she can say what she wants. She can take an opinion. That's what I do on this program. I spent decades as a news anchor making sure I gave factual information, never my opinion. So many folks never knew my politics, nor should they, if you're being a legitimate news anchor. But Katie has in the past shown partisanship. I'm not going to get into all of that, but basically now she can say what she wants, and I'm not going to go after her at that point. But what I am going after is she's just buying into this cult program. You talk about deprogramming. Everybody on the left needs to be deprogrammed and get that word out of their mouth and their thoughts, the cult. But CNN has bought in so deep that they had a cult expert on the other night, a cult expert. And he says, yes, all of America needs deprogramming. This is a guy that had spent time writing and investigating cults, as for actually been a former member of the Unification Church cult. But he says, in studying all the thought reform brainwashing models, it's a model of authoritarian control, controlling behavior, information, thoughts, emotions, to create a new identity, dependent, obedient. Now, you're talking about controlling thoughts and information. That's what Twitter and Google and the rest of them are doing. Anyway, he goes on to say, all this radical personality change in the mental health literature is called dissociative disorder, questioning of identity. The bottom line is, all of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively affected, influenced by Donald Trump. Well, so some of you Democrats, he's calling you out, too, for being programmed. Well, I guess this is a good time to point out and remind you, for all those who condemn the Republicans objecting to the electoral count this time around, even Maxine Waters was saying, every member who moves forward to ignore the vote this time and go against Biden should be remembered for their willingness to subvert democracy. Maxine Waters, this time. But, you go back to January 2017, when Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Congressman Raskin, and Barbara Lee, Boxer of California, all of them were objecting to the electoral votes for Trump. They did. They spoke out and they challenged the objections from the beginning state, Alabama. But this time around, if you question it, you're being subversive. So who has been brainwashed? And then we have Hillary Clinton saying we need to have a full investigation of Donald Trump. And I think we should take a look at his phone records for the day of the Capitol riot to see if Trump was talking to Russia. That woman thinks that dog is going to hunt forever. We'll have that story when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We learned a lot about our system of government over the last 4 years with a president who disdains democracy and, as you have said numerous times, has other agendas. What they all are, I don't think we yet know. I hope historically, we will find out who he's beholden to, who pulls his strings. I would love to see his phone records to see whether he was talking to Putin the day that the insurgents invaded our Capitol.
That is a clip of Hillary Clinton's podcast. Is it on your must-listen-to list? You and Me Both, it's titled. You and Me Both. And it's described as by, let me see, who's doing this describing? This is Apple and iHeartRadio. Hillary Clinton sits down for candid, in-depth, sometimes hilarious conversations with people she finds fascinating. With help from her guest, Hillary will tackle the topics that shape our lives, from faith to the pressing political issues of our time, to cooking tips for the cooking challenged, and how to bleach bit your computer and get rid of any incriminating evidence, how to get rid of any incriminating evidence on your phone. Oh, I'm sorry. I went off the rails there. That, it doesn't have anything to do with her computer or phone records. But she wants the phone records of Donald Trump. Now, she had a special guest at that moment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And it's a good time for them to join up and again beat on Trump. And again, as I said, I mentioned a moment ago, they're once again sending out that dog that has to tie Russia to Trump and Trump to Russia. That Trump is nothing, has never gotten anything, will never get anything, and everything he does have is all because of Russian and Putin pulling all of his strings. And Hillary says, I really would like to see his phone records. Hillary, I'd really like to see a lot of your phone records, to be quite honest. But she's also in this conversation with Nancy Pelosi saying, I think we need a 9/11 commission type probe to lead up to find out to what led to that deadly riot in the Capitol. So here's the exchange on the Hillary Clinton podcast, You and Me Both.
We now know that not just him, but his enablers, his accomplices, his cult members have the same disregard for democracy. Do you think we need a 9/11 type commission to investigate and report everything that they can pull together and explain what happened?
I do. Let me, again, to your point of who is he beholden to, as I've said over and over, as I said to him in that picture with my blue suit,
right,
as I was leaving, what I was saying to him as I was pointing rudely at him, with you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin. I don't know what Putin has on him politically, financially, or personally. But what happened last week was a gift to Putin, because Putin
right.
wants to undermine democracy in our country and throughout the world. And these people, unbeknownst to them maybe, are Putin puppets. They were doing Putin's business when they did that at the incitement of an insurrection by the President of the United States. So, yes, we should have a 9/11 commission, and there is strong support in the Congress to do that.
Oh, you bet there is. You bet there's strong support in the Congress. Since it's going to be 50-50 in the Senate and the House controlled by the Democrats, sure, there's strong support for it. Is there such a strong support for a China spy scandal linking to Congressman Swalwell, still on the House Intel Committee? And the only thing that would surprise me in that interview, when Hillary said, here's her question, let me see, do you think we need another 9/11 commission to investigate what happened? And if Pelosi said, no, that's stupid, we're done with that, let's move on. That would have surprised. That would have made some news. Oh, by the way, I got to share this with you. You could say it's ego, but I thought it'd just be interesting to look at. I'm looking at the Apple Podcast statement about you and me both with Hillary versus the Larry Connors USA podcast. Just point this out. They list her as a society and culture, and her rating is 4.0. Larry Connors USA rating, titled Just News, 4.7. That's a fact. That's a fact according to Apple Podcasts, until they pull it down. But, of course, we do have this division in the country. And who's really responsible for it? I personally track a lot of the divisiveness back to Obama, but that's unfair at this point. We'll just stay with what we've got in front of us. And Trump has made mistakes. He has clearly made things, said things he shouldn't have, written things he shouldn't have. I have chastised him and accused him of that repeatedly. But this division in the country is not going to get any better if we're continuing to, do we need another 9/11 commission, that we need to go in there and look at him again? Former National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster was talking to Jake Tapper on CNN about why our country is so divided.
We've been talking about the president's responsibility, but it didn't start there, right? This loss of confidence, these large portions of our population which feel disenfranchised, that lack confidence in our common identity as Americans, who lack confidence in our democratic principles and institutions and processes. How did that happen? Jake, I write about this a lot in Battlegrounds. We need to look at education and civics education, a sense of our history and who we are.
That is, again, McMaster, former National Security Advisor, General H.R. McMaster, talking about what he sees happening in the division. He talked about we need a better civics education, a sense of our history. We need to reexamine it. And then, I love this. This is the come to meeting with Jesus meeting for McMaster when he turns to Tapper and says, here's something else we should consider.
We have to look at your profession, Jake, the media. You know, why is it that people who lean in one direction politically watch one cable news station, some who lean in another direction watch yours or another one? Why do people go to the pseudo-media and believe these kind of conspiracy theories? What is the role that social media plays in further polarizing our society and pitting us against each other? We have a lot of work to do, Jake.
I don't want to get into a conversation about CNN. We have a whole show that does that called Reliable Sources. But I will say there are channels in which lies are told, and there are channels in which facts are told. And people who want the lies, they don't come here. They go to a different channel.
Can you cue that last part up again, Quentin? I want to hear that again because it's so full of BS. And the one part where he says, I don't want to talk about CNN because we have a program devoted to it, and what's he call it, the reality check, what do they call it? It's not devoted to facts either. It's always priming up CNN to make it look superior and better than anyone else. It's never giving you any factual. But again, here's Tapper responding about any conversation about CNN and that CNN might be on the wrong side sometimes and responsible for divisiveness.
I don't want to get into a conversation about CNN. We have a whole show that does that called Reliable Sources. But I will say there are channels in which lies are told and there are channels in which facts are told. And people who want the lies, they don't come here. They go to a different channel.
Really? And that program, Reliable Sources. Strike that. Unreliable Sources. But anyway, thanks, Quentin. Boy, is he fast in there to pull that bite back up for me. That was something I threw as a curve and he jumped right on it. But if you want the facts, you go to CNN. If you want lies, you go to the others. See, we're pristine. We're above that. And I told you previously, watch this coming administration, what's going to happen over the next 4 years. That's why this program and others like it are going to be more important in the next 4 years than we've been in the last 4 years. And here's another example why. The Washington Post in an op-ed calling on heavyweight telecommunication companies to shut down conservative cable news outlets. Fox News, One America News, Newsmax, saying they need to shut them down because they're nothing more than foreign terrorist influencers. So if they shut them down, if they shut down Twitter, your Facebook and everything else, they shut this program down. You're kind of on your own for sure. And they think that's the belief in the beginning of First Amendment and making our country better. And they want to accuse Trump of being, quote, a tyrant, a dictator, a Hitler type, a fascist. But Trump critic Max Boot, Post columnist, CNN global affairs analyst, says, just shut down all these that appear on cable news, Fox News, One America News, Newsmax TV, Larry Connors USA. Well, I'm not on there, but yeah, shut them down too. Is that really what you want? Well, before they pull the plug, and I remind you again, my podcast was ranked higher than Hillary Clinton's, as I noted a moment ago. Before they pull the plug, let me tell you what Missouri Congressman Cori Bush says you should be doing right now. What she's saying that you should do is, I will have to say, the most inane, off the track, stupid, and shameful statement I've ever heard come from a member of Congress. Granted, she's new, but this is just way, way too far. Even some members of the left will agree. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So yesterday at this hour, we were wrapping up the program, and I took note and time to honor Martin Luther King and play some of his I Have a Dream speech. I did it because I truly believe in what he stood for, what he did and accomplished, and I honor what he accomplished. But I guess in the minds of some on the left, I was really being hypocritical and cynical. Because I'm looking at how some of the media members and Democrats have been approaching and rebuking Republicans who spent some time yesterday praising MLK. One of them being Jake Tapper. We just had a moment ago said, I don't want to talk about CNN. I mean, if you want facts, you come here. If you want to go to the other networks, you get lies. Jake Tapper, after the White House press secretary, Kayla McEnany, had tweeted out a tribute to King as a hero Jake Tapper passed along a quote from a former senior administration officer anonymously, slamming her for a lack of self-awareness. That's assuming there was such a person. Tapper didn't make him up. And others were attacking Republicans who were praising King and saying this, what he accomplished was amazing, and we should all learn from it. And not just the issue of nonviolence, which is very critical, but trying to look past the color of skin. But an op-ed in the Daily Beast stated, Republicans, pardon me, Republicans, keep Dr. King's name out of your mouth. Where do you start with something like that? I wonder how many on the left have now criticized what Congresswoman Cori Bush, Democrat of Missouri, has done. She has apparently gotten some backlash from supporters. But I don't see the mainstream media putting her up there and making a thing out. They just kind of just go away. She tweeted out over the weekend, the 13 people murdered by Trump's death row killing spree, say their names. Say their names. These were folks convicted on death row. And she said Trump killed them. They had been found guilty, went through several appeals, obviously, from previous administrations, and their time came up, and there were no more appeals, and they were executed. But the one she listed out of the 13, was she just thinking that, you know, if I just throw that phrase, say their names out there, they'll get a lot of support, and it's what we should be doing? You know, civil rights activists have been saying, say their names to raise awareness for those of color who died at the hands of police. We know that. Does she think she can just use it at any time and anywhere? Is she that stupid? I can't phrase it any more delicately than that. One Twitter user responded, these people weren't murdered, they were legally executed. And she says, say their names. One of the names that she wanted you to say was a self-proclaimed white supremacist. Was the first federal execution in 17 years, executed in July 2020. A white supremacist killed a local gun dealer, the guy's wife, their 8-year-old stepdaughter, all shot to death, left in an Illinois bayou, missing for 5 months. Does she know the history? How about the guy that was convicted of interstate kidnapping and eventual murder of a 16-year-old? How about the former meth dealer found guilty of murder and killing two informants, a girlfriend of an informant and her two young daughters? How about the other one convicted of murdering a 9-year-old? And still another one convicted of raping, kidnapping a Texas girl, burying her alive, and leading to her death. Still another one, more than half his life on death row, convicted of a 1999 double murder robbery. Another convicted for and executed for severely abusing his 2-year-old daughter, slamming her head into the truck windows and dashboard until she died. Another one for carrying out 7 murders in 1992. Another, the last executed under Trump, the 13th, executed after murdering 3 people. Say their names. See, here is again, if you accept the say their names and accept what the intent is, and you're trying to recognize in cases where maybe a police officer was wrong, or in some cases they're just lumping them in. But the bottom line is, Cori Bush thinks it's a good idea to say the names of these executed for those crimes I just listed, including a white supremacist? I have people all the time say, Larry, you're against abortion, so how can you be for capital punishment? I said, because those on death row have committed a crime. The others are just trying to be born innocent. I appreciate you listening. And thanks for making my podcast higher rated. Four stars for me, only 3.5 for Hillary on hers. Thanks for helping with that. Back tomorrow. Remember our pledge. One God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.